It's Monday morning, and when Monday morning comes around on the WGXC morning show, that means Paul Smart drops into the house, and he just dropped. I mean, literally dropped into the house.
Well, you know, all this chill weather, the thing is that March 1st was the first day of what they call meteorological spring. Feels like it, huh? But what they do note is that the Hudson is ice-free at this point, which is a little bit earlier. But I've also heard people over the weekend saying that they're going to be cooking groundhog if it doesn't warm up a little bit soon.
So. Well, I'm going to tell you, on two notes on that. One, with the warm winter we had last winter, I've got groundhog galores, so I may look up the groundhog recipe myself.
Okay.
And it's that wind chill outside, I'll tell you, when the wind blows, it's like drops 10 degrees.
Yep, it certainly does. But it didn't keep people from having a big weekend, as always, even though, the people were out Saturday and then yesterday, and during the day it wasn't that bad. By the evening, as the temperature started to drop, it got very chilly. Saturday night and Sunday, it was the film Catskill Film Festival, the third annual, and the Glow Show, and it actually proved to be quite successful. There were hordes of people up and down Main Street in Catskill. The Young Paris, I have to say, put on just a stupendous performance on Saturday
night.
Oh,
man, I'm so sorry I missed all that.
It was hot, and it was hopping, and we kept running into people from Hudson, and we're talking about major figures from Hudson who are talking about how they were now looking at real estate in Catskill and possibly moving. As the word was put to us, this town is a lot less self-conscious than Hudson is right now. And that's kind of interesting, but of course we don't want, you know, we're all about the bridging of communities here, so we don't want to see any sort of competition
that
between
is
the
correct.
Towns. There's enough competition out there. Well, we'll get to that soon with a lot of upstate, downstate sentiments that are brewing these days around the SAFE Act gun rights battle that's going on. And then there's a number of other battles that are starting to build up. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. The big thing over on the Columbia County side of the river this past weekend was a huge the 32nd annual antique toy and train show over at Columbia Green Community College. And they had tons of train setups and toys, and having been to it before, it's not the sort of thing you want to bring a first grader to because he wants to touch and own everything, and these are collectibles. But it was a big event. The other big event over back across in Greene County on the mountaintop, Windham Mountain had its U.S. Ski Team Day, and it's a fundraising event for the U.S. Ski Team, and they have a number of guests from the team. Bodie Miller was there, Tommy Moe. These are every few years, you know, we suddenly have these skiing and snowboarding stars. They were all there at Windham, and it just kind of goes to show Windham is really taking off in the last few years. It's really become a major destination. It used to be that Greene County and regional skiing was dominated by Hunter, but Windham's reconstituted itself. And the other thing out of Windham recently is that the mountain there has bought the local country club and its golf courses. So look for it to become more of a Four Season resort area.
Well, that can't help but be good for the area.
No, yeah, and it spreads everywhere. I mean, they're you know, again, going back to that idea of competitiveness, and it always comes into play this time of the year. But I'll never forget moving up here and doing. I was running the paper over in Greene County, and at first I had this. The communities of Middleburg and Schoharie, which are up in the Schoharie Valley, were having events on the same weekend. So I put them on alternate pages facing each other, and I never heard the end of it. They're like, we hate each other. And then I did the same thing for Hunter and Tannersville, and the same thing cropped up. We hate each other. But now it's hopefully we're reaching a point where we can get beyond that, and Columbia and Greene can work together. The Mountaintop and the Valley Towns and Greene County can work together. And similarly, there won't be as much of a back and forth between the city of Hudson and all the surrounding communities in Columbia County.
Well, on that note, one of the themes of the WGXE morning show, something I continuously repeat, that bridge over there, it's pretty sturdy. And you can go from Greene County into Columbia County and find some very interesting things. You can go from Columbia County into Greene County and find some very interesting things. And they're all different. Every single village has somebody in there that's doing something that you never saw before.
You find the same thing when
fantastic.
You go to... Yeah, to try out, you know, if you're a library goer, go to the different libraries. Each one has its own character. Each one has its own...
Absolutely.
And they love it when one shares between places.
Get around. This is the WGXE Morning Show. Paul Smart is bringing us up to date on the Weekend Review. As you know, the opinions expressed are those of the commentator, not that of WGXE. We're a community radio station, and we love your input. So you can always give us a call at 518-828-0290. Take it away, Paul.
Well, you know, news-wise, some of the big stuff out there over the past week, there was a this is a season when, sort of like in early fall, there are a lot of fires. It's people are turning off their systems, or they're using ways of heating in, you know, kerosene stove, things like that to heat inside, or they've just completely overloaded, as they do around Christmas, overloaded their sockets with extension cords, etc. Anyway, there's a lot of fires that have been happening, so just be careful out there. The other thing I noticed in the past week was how nice it has been of late to read the weekly newspapers versus the dailies. The daily newspapers, like, you know, internet news and television news and even radio news to a certain extent, gets more shrill. It's more following whatever is happening each day. It has to break things on a daily basis. The Columbia paper in particular, that's Perry Teasdale's newspaper run out of Chatham, has a very calming effect. It kind of gives a sense of, okay, here's what's happening on a larger basis. These are the forces that keep working. You know, our planning boards are all working. They're doing their best. We have elections coming up. The thing that he hasn't been able to tie into yet, because this all is still fairly fresh, was that big meeting that took place last week. I think it was on Wednesday here in Hudson at the Central Fire Station on 7th Street here, when the legal committee of the city of Hudson was considering a ban on guns in governmental buildings. And, you know, a huge crowd of people came out trumpeting their gun rights. And we've seen this now all over upstate. What's fascinating is that none of it's playing in the statewide press and the New York Times. A little bit has shown up in the Times Union. None of it's of real national news, but it's building. On the weekend, over 300 people showed up at a forum at Columbia Greene Community College, lambasting the SAFE Act. You know, there are other meetings tonight up in Shandaken. There's another one. Oh, there's the train.
There is our silent partner, the railroad train passing through beautiful downtown Hudson, New York. We've got to get them to be underwriters. I got to call them up.
Good luck on that one.
I see these things happening all over the place, and aside from the speed in which the bill was introduced, that might be one way that it can be rescinded, but I doubt it. So it seems to be a lot of excitement about nothing.
You also have to look at the fact that, I mean, the crowd that showed up in Hudson last week, I don't think there was anybody from Hudson. You know, it was all from outside. And You know, the same's expected in Shandaken tonight, where it'll be people from outside of that community. What it all reminds me of is the other aspect of all of this is that anybody who speaks in favor of the law or in favor of gun control or about, you know, moving slowly and finding ways of protecting ourselves tends to get shouted down and tends to get lambasted. There's just a lot of mean spirit out there. It reminds me of 18 or 19 years ago, there was a similar mood in this area that centered around, there was a proposal from the Catskill Center for Conservation and Development, which is based over in Arkville, and they had started the process to put have the Catskills named one of 200 United Nations biosphere regions in the world as a place of great specialness. The Adirondacks had been named a biosphere region a few years before that. The Everglades, you know, there's a handful. I think it's like 12 in this country, and the Catskills would be one of them. The idea being that it would bring worldwide attention and help lift the entire region somewhat. Well, there were congressional, right-wing congressional hearings at the Hunter High School. There was, a lot of screaming. There were threats. There were people carrying guns to meetings. It, very, very similar time. Of course, you have to remember that that was also the time of the Newt Gingrich Congress, the contract with America, and it got worse and worse. It folded over into a discussion about these new watershed regulations being proposed by New York City, and you ended up out of all of this getting the memorandum of agreement and a lot of money coming into the Catskills. What kind of softened the whole thing back then was, and you have to remember, this was in the midst of the Clinton first term, where he was proposing a lot of the things that Obama's actually been activating of late. And so you had a similar reaction, left, right, liberal, conservative. It all kind of came to a head and then softened after the tragedy in Oklahoma City. And then there were a number of floods and natural disasters that hit New York State in terms of major floods, hit around the country, and suddenly everybody realized that they didn't want to attack everything. They didn't want to attack their federal government as much, that they were, you know, it had gotten out of hand. And, you know, within a year, Clinton had won re-election very solidly, and everything softened quite a bit. So I think we're in a similar, you know, if we're looking at cycles and the way the pendulum swings, we're kind of in a similar situation now where there's a lot of frustration left over from the 2012 elections that we're seeing released in this discussion about gun control.
I think we'll all be okay as some time passes by and the anger boils down and the people promoting the anger boil down. Then we can talk to each other and come to some kind of mutual agreement.
You know, what's fascinating in all of this is that, you know, it may be the result of we had a presidential election season that lasted over 2 years.
Yes.
You know, our county legislative races, our town races are, you know, have stretched to the point where they're lasting, you know, months long. Kind of concurrent with that, our village elections, I'm noticing, the candidacy period has shrunk to under 2 weeks. I mean, we have our village elections all throughout the area coming up on March 19th. And the election signs just went up this past weekend. There's basically just incumbents running. There are a few races, Catskill. There's a little bit of a race going on in Athens. Chatham's pretty quiet, isn't it, Phil?
Chatham is very quiet. We are the community of cooperative people.
I know. Well, it wasn't always that way, but Claverack's quiet. I think what's happening, what we're going to do is come up and we'll go over all the different elections next Monday. I'll have a report on that.
And the school board elections will be following that.
Yeah. But, yeah, the school boards will, you know, we're in the process right now where everybody's saying, hey, there's no money out there and, you know, we can't cut any farther. So look for that to be interesting in a few weeks. But just the fact that, I mean, have we, I think we've overstressed the larger issues in our country, the insolvable issues, the ones that we're always having fighting each other, and lost our taste for dealing with those elements of governance that we can really work with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's been building up for quite a period of time. Some other things going on. There's in Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors is considering a new central sewer and water infrastructure authority, which would it's a way of lessening that burden on local municipalities. Of course, as with everything these days, they have to make sure it doesn't proceed with money tied to it somehow. Mm-hmm. There's a report that was in the Register Star or in the Daily Mail this past week about how the sequester cuts are going to come down and affect local school districts on top of the cuts that are already occurring from the state side. So look for that to build up in the next 6 weeks or so. There was a story this past week about how the Hudson City Board of Ed has approved a 4-year contract with its administrators. It's a kind of a walloping 14% raise over the coming years, and I'm sure Ms. Sloniker will be speaking about that.
Yes, we'll be getting into our education talk on tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yep. Coming up, the city of Hudson here is about to name a new police chief, and there's been a lot of speculation about who that will be, and that will come up, I'm sure, in the in the afternoon news shows, and there'll be some interviews, et cetera, there. The most fascinating kind of new thing out there is that I picked this up from the Watershed Post, is that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is recommending a change in the way that the United States defines what is rural. And up to now, to be a rural community, you had to have less than 10,000 people. And for community facility grants and loans, the upper end was 20,000 people. Now they're looking at raising that idea of rural to communities with a threshold of 50,000 people. So, look at that as being something. I have to say, Phil just jumped on that.
50,000 people is not rural.
I know,
you
but
just knocked me off of my chair. whose idea is this?
It's coming out of the USDA, and I suspect some of it has to do with the changing nature of what is rural in those states that use rural funding more, which is not New York. We're talking about places like in the South now, where, it's suburbia and rural has kind of joined and become this long exurban area that stretches, between these small cities. As you've had more and more people moving down into the South and the Midwest, they've moved out into these communities.
Yeah, but what happens is, believe me, this is no slight against those kind of communities. It's just that hordes of cul-de-sacs with McMansions is not rural.
I know, when they move changes.
They change a farm area into that becomes the suburbs. That's right. What it is.
But what it's going to do is make funding for truly rural areas that much more difficult to find. And also it's going to bury a lot of the issues that we deal with in true rural areas from the bringing in of broadband to, dealing with agricultural issues and the like, much more difficult to see surface.
And where is that story at, Paul?
That was on Watershed Post, and it's just an early thing. It's something I'm going to follow through further on in the coming weeks. So that's basically kind of your general roundup, looking back into WikiLeaks and our usual thing for finding out birthdays and special events. The on this date in 1974, People magazine published for the first time. It was called People Weekly back then. Birthdays, as you've noted earlier, the wonderful Miriam Makeba, Bobby Womack, Gloria's father, Emilio Estefan, the great Cuban percussionist.
That is correct, right. The leader of the band, as a matter of fact.
Yep. Jan Garbarak, who I don't know if you know him. He's just an amazing saxophonist. Played a lot for years with the great American pianist Keith Jarrett. There's Grand Poobah from the rapper with even Dando from the Lemonheads. And, you know, and then my favorite, actually, born in 1953, is a woman, Peggy Rathman. And she wrote this great book that a lot of kids out there, or people who have, you know, been kids within the last 20 years will recognize, which is Goodnight Gorilla, and kind of a modern classic. Finally, it was on this day, and you know, if we can at some point today tag into a song that plays into this, it was on this date about 500 years ago that Cortez arrived in Mexico.
Oh.
And a lot of changes occurred from that point. So Cortez Day, guys, Cortez Day.
Goodness.
So that's basically the roundup. It's a lot of we're still watching these tensions from the SAFE Act and the guns, and it's basically it's a crowd of people, and it's, you know, they're part of our community, but they're, you know, I don't know if they're misreading it or they're just their concerns are different.
I'm maintaining my faith that once people stop screaming at each other, and some sensible conversation takes place between two people, the two sides, they will realize it's just a policy disagreement, and we'll be able to, in the words of the late Rodney King, all get along.
I know the difficulty in it all is that you know, the real concern underneath all of this is for everybody's safety,
yeah.
And it's you know, where the two realities come into clash. There was a thing about a week ago where the, in fact, I've seen this in Dutchess County and in Ulster County and in Orange County at this point, where they're holding these women's safety sessions on, and it's less about, you know, holding up a shotgun and shooting the person intruding than learning how to run away and get away fast. The question that comes in my mind is, how unsafe are we? How often does this happen? How much is the reality that we're reacting to something that comes out of the narratives we watch on television or news cycles that are coming out of urban areas, and how much of it is coming out of our actual experience
exactly.
At this point.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, bringing us up to date.